The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Jane Gouet, founding manager of Vectors Angel, which has the website Vectors.Earth. And Vectors Angels is a community of impact investors that look to empower spectacular startups addressing global challenges while also achieving great financial returns. And Jane, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of Vectors Angel, your VC model overall, and how your firm really came about.
Yeah, so it is not a firm, it's not a company, it's an angel investment community. And this community embraces investors who are interested in angel investing in impact-related companies. So it's like basically get into two categories, into the sustainability-related and also healthcare-related. And people come along to do this, you know, all as a little bit like an angel investment club on the side, doing something fun, doing something interesting, and also support companies in the areas of their care about, and at the same time getting a financial return in the long run. So that's how it works. And we do various ways to engage with the startups and the investors. We have our deal days, we have our offline events, and I think a little bit core of the program is that we run fellowship program, investment fellowship program for people who are interested in working with us, but who have less of experiences also VC. So they're a little bit like apprentices program, and they work with us to run due diligence of the companies. If, you know, the deal leads or me or, you know, someone more senior in the field want to invest ourselves, we call other investors to join us to form an SPV to invest in particular company. But that's only, you know, a part of the thing we do. Even if we do decide to not invest in a company ourselves through a syndicate, we still, you know, let the community to know there are other fundraising, like there are other companies currently fundraising. It is how it works.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Appreciate that rundown there. I know you focus on kind of emerging sectors in mobility, sustainable energy, health, and wellness. Tell us about some of these categories and why you're focused on these particular areas.
Yeah, those particular areas are pretty much a building block of, you know, current impact investing. So sustainability can have the energy, material, and mobility, but we're actually not only focused on this. So anything touch upon sustainability, we welcome. But you know, if you obviously have companies targeting fall into those very specific areas, you are more likely to self-select yourself in to the category. So that was a little bit the reason that we welcome the company to apply, but it doesn't have to be limited into those areas as long as you can show your impact angle. And the same as the healthcare, but we don't have to break down healthcare even more, because if you're working on healthcare-related startup, you know you're in the field. So that was the reason behind it.
That's great. And tell us about some of your portfolio companies. I've checked them out on the website. Looks like Tinctorum is one, Opentrons. Tell us about, I guess, these portfolio companies and why you chose to work with them.
Yeah, so it's obviously it's for those companies we decide to work with, it's really two-sided relationship. It's that they're raising funding and we want to work with them. And they also want to work with us. So the companies we are working together are mostly very early stage, like a seed round companies that they appreciate a small check size. So if a company is really big, they probably don't need checks that at a very small anymore. So we want to find a space that angel investors can actually add value to the companies, and also company can appreciate the support and help coming from the angel community. So for Tinctorum, they are a pretty early stage company. When we got in touch with them, they are doing a new blue gene dye using synthetic biology instead of more polluted petroleum processing. And it's a really a big problem in the sustainability field, and we decided to work with them because they also have a strong partnership pipeline that we are hoping to support them down the road. And they are a seed company. We have done due diligence and call for the syndicate before their official seed round, a lead investor come in. So that's more like the sweet spot we deal. And Hue.ai, also the similar stage. So they're still, you know, raising an angel and they're not quite ready to go for big institutional investment. And that's where we find the best fit. And they're doing like AI-enabled LAN technology, and they work with different LAN companies to run, to create recipes to enable different features. So one of them is that you can develop a type of new LAN and enable color blindness people to see the real color. So we think, okay, this is pretty cool. And they also have those major LAN companies signing a commercial agreement, have royalties. So it also fit into the venture model. So that was the reason we back it up. OpenTron is a little bit of the exception. So it's a pretty late stage company. It's already in the Series A plus, but we do have angel investors who come with us with the company. They want to invest in themselves. So for this one, we actually have to carve out a piece of allocation from this company's round A1, because again, like for a company that late stage, it's not like angel investment, is not like the typical kind of investment they're looking for. But for that particular company, and also for the connections we got from the angel after evaluating the company and have a conversation with the founder, we think, okay, we can still, you know, move forward with a relative later stage company. There are also other companies in the pipeline, and I won't be able to disclose them until it's actually finalized. But those companies here are only those ones we decide to run an SPV or syndicate ourselves. But there are other companies in the community, maybe they got funded by our members, but we clearly don't know, and we're not putting them up because we are not personally endorsing them.
Yep, got it. That makes sense. Appreciate the rundown. That's some pretty cutting edge stuff going on there with these companies that you're working with. And just to back up, you know, at the top of the podcast, you mentioned sustainability is a big focus for you all. Was this kind of a personal choice, like a vision for you when you started Vectors Angels? Or are you going towards sustainability because you realized that's where the best opportunities are? And perhaps it's a mixture of both.
Yeah. So Vectors Angels is really a, you know, a community I started on the side of my, you know, day jobs. And my entire, you know, academic career and work is related to sustainability-related research and in companies and also in venture investment. So that's what I do. But one area I see a little bit lacking is that at the very early stage companies, there are lack of support from institutional fundings, especially in areas with more, a little bit more harder technologies and require a little bit time for those technologies to get mature. And those are a lot of technologies that actually making a difference in our planet. That's even more so true for sustainability related companies. And they need time to get their technology into a more perfect shape. And it's also a time that sustainability related companies or clean tech in general are becoming more attractive for VCs in general. And VCs have seen that clean technology companies could return them nice venture return versus 10 years ago, that wasn't the belief. So many of the previous clean tech bubble have really thought, oh, clean technology is not making the venture level of return. Many investors have run away. But now, with a lot of new technology advancement, for example, solar wind technologies, they're super cheap right now in many places, even cheaper than fossil fuel technologies, and that get people pretty excited for deploying them at large scale. And that's where a lot of new technologies start up coming in to fill different areas of those gaps. And also the entire society is more leaning forward for a more sustainable living, and companies are getting their customers who are more environmentally cautious, which helps with justifying, you know, venture-backed companies focusing on those areas. So it's a nice stage that the companies are able to do their part for the planet and also generate a very nice return for their investors. So that's a little bit of the background.
Yeah, that's great. Appreciate that background there. And speaking of kind of along the lines of sustainability, your website is vectors.earth. And obviously you are users of the .earth domain. Why did you all choose .earth?
It was pretty random. It's just like when I was choosing a domain for this community, I just looked down and see which one is available. And vectors.com is taken, .org is taken, .many things are taken, and .earth is now taken. And I think it's pretty cool and decided to go with it. And it also, I think, feels pretty nicely with our mission. I never heard of a .earth domain before.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, we hear that from a lot of users out there. They'd never heard of it. They stumble upon it and they realize, wow, this kind of fits perfectly for our brand. And it sounds like that kind of was the case for you as well. So Jane, looking at the future, what's your future vision for Vectors Angel?
Yeah, since it's a community, we just hope, you know, there are more investors coming into the community. And we're not really charging anything, you know, we're not really making money out of it, except for, you know, those investment into the companies. So we hope the community has as much low bar as possible to get the companies to come in, the investor to come in. They are, you know, not paying anyone anything except for, you know, just a typical venture investment. So we're still in the process of building that up, and we hope to see more and more investors coming in, engage with the companies, engage with themselves, and don't have to be in the Bay Area and can be anywhere as long as they find their, you know, footing, and hopefully it will be a community that be there forever. And even if I'm not there running it, it could be like self-running by itself. So that's kind of the hope eventually. And startup has a place to lean on if they find funding at the early stage. And those investors who have the knowledge, resources, and the funding will be able to support those companies. And they can find, you know, like-minded investors to do that as well.
That's great. You know, Jane, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, I think that's all. Thank you.
Okay, great. Perfect. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Jane Guillou, founding manager of Vectors Angel, which has the website vectors.earth. And as you heard, Vectors Angel is a community of impact investors that look to empower spectacular startups addressing global challenges while achieving great financial returns. And Jane, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.